sections of the country. Mm-hmm. I was stationed in South Carolina, and you could recognize a South Carolinian by his speech any time because he had that accent that was strictly South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And a colored person in South Carolina had a speech that was entirely different from any Negro dialect you ever would hear anywhere in the United States. Mm-hmm. You could recognize someone from the Brooklyn by their accent immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Virginia has an accent that's different, mm-hmm. a different manner of speaking than any other section of the country. Mm-hmm. And there were Ohio, and out in that section, the boys I was with in the service from that section of the country used words that I had an entirely different meaning. I remember there was one boy, he said, and it seemed to be peculiar to that section of the country, he'd say, "Leave it be." I'd say, uh-huh. "Let it be."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or "Let it alone." He'd say, "Leave."
Mm-hmm.
It's just one example.
I think that's German, because I know...
It probably is European in origin, because... now, this guy, one I'm particularly remember, was of Polish descent.
Mm-hmm.
And... but we used to kid about it all the time, and of course, Boston, you have no trouble recognizing the Bostonian mm-hmm. accent, you know, from either John Kennedy or Ted Kennedy or mm-hmm. anyone else from Boston. They have that same sound. We used to kid a fellow in the Navy about who was from Boston. They used to ask him if he thought the Haas would replace the Cobb, because that was the way he talked.
Uh-huh.
This girl I went with when I was in the Navy, a girl I dated in South Carolina, she'd say, "I have a dead at ed at the men get."
Yeah.
And it was uh-huh. just strictly a South Carolina accent.
Uh-huh.
And we used to kid the guys from Virginia because they sounded like they were saying, "There's a moose in the hoose, get him out."
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But each section of the country has their own accent. And I don't have what you call a Southern accent myself, although I was raised right here. I don't...
It's very basically Southern, because it's soft and it's slow.
But it's not a real Southern accent. Now, when I was in the service and people asked me where I was from,
mm-hmm.
I'd say Florida.
Mm-hmm.
"Well, you haven't lived there very long." I'd say, "Yes, I was born and raised there," and everybody said I did not have a Southern accent.
Mm-hmm. You know what that is, though? I think it's there's a kind of it's something I've been running into since I've been in Jacksonville. It's a metropolitan any large city. In any large city, it's a completely different thing.
Well, sure, you get a rural area, you're going to find a different accent, and no matter what part of the country you're in, there's a,
mm-hmm.
as you say, there is a metropolitan
mm-hmm.
manner. It's, I guess you'd say it's more refined than mm-hmm. a rural manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm. You know, Southern speech, I really hate, you know, a lot of people, especially from the North, not so much from the West, but especially from the North, like to get down on Southern speech sometimes.
Well,
I really hate that, because
people who have never been to the South or haven't had any dealings with Southerners have gotten words out of